You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And I would like to start the show with wishing everybody a very peaceful, harmonious, and joyful New Year. And I think right now we are in a very peculiar time frame or time moment. I don't know how you say that. Right now. For instance, if you look at very old scriptures, they divide the world in phases of 26,000 years. And they have this circle from the top going down like a clock all around in phases, say every hour is 26,000 years. The moment we are right now is 6 o'clock. You could say it's the deepest in the circle, it's the deepest level we can reach. And deepest level in the sense of most of our attention is totally geared about matter, materialism. Just look around you, you see the whole human existence right now is all about matter. So it's what I think the Indians call the Kali Yuga, the Iron Time, which means everything will be focused on matter. It will be very restrictive, it will be very much focused on matter. On the other hand, you know, this is also the moment when we're on the deepest, we're going to rise, which means that I think our consciousness will rise from being focused on matter, and so you experience life only, you know, as material. Slowly it will move back to a more spiritual view, and it will take, well, quite a few 26,000 year periods to get back to the starting point. Anyway, we're now on the deepest and we're now starting to return back. It's also what you read a lot about or what you hear a lot about, these other dimensions opening for human experience, etc. And you could wonder what that means. Well, in my personal experience, I read all these things about the fifth dimension and 25 dimensions and, well, everything might happen. And I think, well, how far can I relate back to that in my own experience? And if I look at my life right now, in this moment, in this past period, and this whole phase we're in right now, the only thing I really see, around me and I see in me, is that, so to speak, there is no future anymore. If I think about 10 years ago, we had all these, you know, ideas we're going to do in the future, and this we're going to do, and we develop that way, etc., etc. And if I look at right now, this moment, if you look in the outside world, you see that you could have dreams, but you lost your job in your house, and so there is no future in that sense. If I look at myself, also this whole mechanism of, you know, being directed somehow to development in the future has completely fallen away. I see what's happening right now, and I think that might be the shift in dimension, because that's very important. I see that everything shifts much more towards being, and just being, and you're. So it feels to me like much more we come closer to ourselves instead of projecting ourselves out into a future or into a project or whatever. But we tend to stay much more right now here in the moment. And it's remarkable that if you look at things, for instance, we just moved to southern Spain a few months ago. And if you look from how does that work, because these are major shifts, you know, we moved 3,000 miles or how far it is. Anyway, lots of kilometers. And it's a different life. And when you stay in the moment of being where you are, it's extremely pleasant. If you start thinking about what should I do and how should I give shape to my life, and or otherwise said, if I try to project something on the future, it's not working. But when I stay with my attention in a moment, it's extremely pleasant and very harmonious and very, well, delightful, as a matter of fact. And I see that with many people around me. It just looks to me like this whole shift in dimension is that we come from all this doing and projecting out and developing and much more into just being. And as I said to many shows before, that's very close to who you are, because you are, no matter how your circumstances is or what you experience on the inside, you always just exist. So in that sense, I think that could be this jump in consciousness that you hear about or read about. Anyway, that's what I see in my own experience and around me. And of course, many things might and will happen, and well, we'll see about that. But until now, I think it's this movement into being, into just being here. And I think that's a very good movement, because if you just look on the inside and you're troubled, you have problems, you have worries, you have all these agitation things, I think if you look, in essence, they are thought, they are feeling, you know, and they confuse you. As I said before, if you go along with the feeling, you know, or with the thought or the feeling will develop into a story, and the story will become your story. So it's like if you move from being, you become something within this being, and that's, it feels just like that this is coming more to a halt, that we just end up in a state of being, which we are already here, already in, because everybody just is, as a matter of fact. No matter what you think or what you project, you just are. And the rest is just in your mind. And I think that's a very good development, because there is no peace in this inner turmoil. There's just more agony, more confusion, more of everything. And I think it's very good for the society, especially the Western world, if you see how we have been running for the last decades anyway. I think it's very good that this slows down and we as human beings come much more into just being. Because there's peace in being. No matter how your circumstances are, you just are. And either you focus your attention on the circumstances, or you focus your attention on your state of being. And the more you are focused on being, the more in peace you will be. And the more, in general, your circumstances will develop in a harmonious way. Because you're not pushing it, you're not pulling it, you're not wanting something from it. You just let it be and allow it to take shape. Because if you look in your life, many distortions we have in our lives, I think, is due to us wanting to do something, pushing it one direction, which, well, obviously might not be the idea of your life or how things develop, or it's not going according to our wishes, according to our projections, according to our expectations. And so the less we have of that, the more we are in peace. That's also here in the broadcast and in all the work we do, why we give so much emphasis on that. Just let the things on the inside at rest. Try not to get into them. And you will see that a different dimension will open in you. And that's not like, no, that's more of the same. No, you will see that you will find yourself back in a very bright, open, harmonious, peaceful state. And this state is always there. It's just that, you know, we're too busy with the other things. And in these broadcasts, we try to remind you of that and try to help you in letting go of all the things that captured your attention. Because as soon as you let go of the things, you're free. You don't have to do anything to get free. You are free. The only thing is you pick something up. Well, just drop the thing and you're free again. But if you pick something up, as I said, if you get into a thought, you become the thought. And your identity shifts into what you picked up. And that's very difficult to let go. But as I said, once you're angry, it's very difficult to let go of your anger. Because once you're angry, everything within you will justify this feeling. Even when you know deep inside that it's, you know, not right. Yeah, for instance, still everything within you will justify this feeling. That's why we say, well, try to get hold of this mechanism of your attention, because once it has been flowing into something, you become that, and then that story is your story. So if you try to stay before the moment you get into it, know, you can get a certain grip on what you let, unfold within your perception. Because what you give attention unfolds. So if you learn to keep that attention with yourself, not so many of this agony things will unfold. And it saves you a lot of trouble. You will see that you live a life much more peaceful, much more harmonious, no matter whether you're rich or poor. No, that's secondary. And I think that's very important. And as I said, for me, it feels like this whole shift, so to speak, in human consciousness happening right now has a lot to do with this. This is how I experience it. I don't say this is how it is or this is the truth. This is how I experience it. And, well, from my point of view, it's a very good development. And it may not always be easy, because it's not. Because very often in life, we, as soon as we picked up something, we get, you know, drawn to all sides and all feelings, emotions, and the whole drama. So I think the best thing to do is try to let go of all the drama, because it's only in your mind. And I really like this idea that if you see how important you and your, we as human beings consider our thoughts, our opinions, and you know, nobody else thinks they are important, only you. Only you find your thoughts important. So if you stop finding them important, you know, I think you will be much more happy. Yeah? Because you don't have to get into everything. It's just a habit, and you never trained it to get hold of this mechanism. And I strongly recommend you do that. And that's also why we do this ritual. This ritual is just meant for letting go of our obsession with all the things we captured, and that captured our attention. And I think then you might find, you could say, a certain liberation, and not, liberation, no, but you're not so caught up in your drama. Well, that's liberating, isn't it? So that's the idea, I think, of these broadcasts and the ritual we do, all the work, the classes, all the things we do. This is the backbone idea behind this development. And, well, I hope this year enables a lot of people and helps a lot of people to find that peace that you are. It's not something you have to win or to do something for it. No, you have to stop doing something for it. Because it's what you are. So everything is always focused on letting go. And the more you let it go, the more you find peace. And letting go for human beings is very often that as we try to let go of something, the thing we do is we grab it with our attention. We want to get rid of this, and then all our attention focuses on that, what we want to get rid of. Well, that means picking it up. So what you should do, that's why I always tell you, feel your feet, you know, because not because your feet are important, no, because they're something different. Because everything you give attention to, you will become every single thing. You better give attention to something that is in peace, because that will give you peace. Well, it's the basic idea again. And as I said, I hope this year will be a good year in that sense, in many senses, but especially in this sense, because it's essential to your well-being, no matter how your circumstances are, because, well, they will dramatically change. We can be pretty clear about that. So try to find this peaceful place within yourself, or it's what you are. It's not far away. It's what you are. And try to make your footing there. And I think then it's much easier to ride out, well, the storm we're in and which is developing. Otherwise you get tossed by the storm to all sides. And you will get from despair to anger to agony to... Well, that's not a way to get happy, in my opinion. And it will prevent you from dealing with circumstances in a positive way. Because when you're caught up in something, you can only act from that angle. And that might not always be the best angle. Anyway, we're going to do the ritual. And during the ritual, You'll see you don't have to do anything at all. Just try to, I advise you to lay down or to sit down, close your eyes. Don't expect anything. You don't have to experience anything spectacular or special. Just sit down or lay down, close your eyes, because otherwise you're busy with other things. And then, of course, you have a different outcome. But if you sit down or lay down, and I prefer to put on headphones so you won't hear the neighbors and the traffic going by, that sort of thing. And you just open up, you'll see that the ritual is structured in such a way that it will lead you much more towards this peace that you are. And you don't have to do anything for that. You just have to lay down or sit down and allow it to happen. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make sound. There are some parts in which it's silent. It ends with the bell, so you know when it's finished. It's also the end of the broadcast. And you'll see that at the end of the ritual, just about everybody will be in a much more peaceful and harmonious place. And that's exactly the goal and the aim of this ritual. All right. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're listening again next week. And have a very good year.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.